Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Hollywood, it's rated LGBT Radio, starring your host, Rob Watson!
And welcome to Rated LGBT Radio. I am your host, Rob Watson, and we have a fantastic show for you today. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for joining our podcast. Also, please share our podcast with others if you like what you hear, which hopefully you do. Our podcast can be found on any podcast app, and also on Blog Talk Radio. You can also do a Google search, Rated LGBT Radio, and it'll hook you right up to us. And we're glad you're here. Today, we have a fantastic show planned for you. We have one of our favorite people on the planet, the hilarious Julia Scotti. Julia, if you didn't catch it, and you can go YouTube her if you'd like, but she is a sensation that wowed the judges of America's Got Talent. She's been on Showtime. She's been around the country doing her stand-up. She has an album. Just Julia, Julia, Julia all the time. We love her and can't wait to share her with you today. With that, I want to welcome aboard my esteemed co-host, Brody Levesque. Brody, welcome on.
Hey, Rob, and hello to all of our listeners out there. And it's been another week, Rob. We have a couple things in the news that I wanted to cover real briefly before we bring Julia on. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee held a hearing this week with constitutional scholars and experts, four professors from four different prestigious institutions across the United States, that laid the groundwork for why it was constitutionally necessary to impeach the president. The only real voice of dissent on the panel was George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, who disagreed with the assessment. And then yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she has ordered the committees to draft articles of impeachment. So between House Judiciary and House Intelligence, they will be working on that. The White House, which had been actually invited to participate in the process by House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler of New York, responded today in a letter. And, you know, in essence, the White House has taken the position of thanks but no thanks. Quoting counsel to the president, one of the lawyers for Donald Trump, and this is from the White House. House Democrats have wasted enough America's time with this charade. You should end this inquiry now and not waste even more time with additional hearings. Adopting articles of impeachment would be a reckless abuse of power by House Democrats and would constitute the most unjust, highly partisan, and unconstitutional attempt at impeachment in our nation's history. So essentially, the White House is saying thanks, but no thanks. In checking with White House officials, they indicated that the White House will not participate in the process. And so that, you know, has basically been the position that the president himself has taken. So we're more or less going to wait and see what the hearings are going to show next week. There's been discussions, of course, as to happenings on the other side, which is with the U.S. Senate. At this time, the Democrats have nowhere near the number required to obviously convict President Trump in a trial setting. It would require an additional 20 votes, which they just don't have. Most experts and our sources on Capitol Hill are telling us it's not very likely that that's going to be the case. So, right at this point, we're just waiting.
What was the professor from George Washington University's reason for dissent?
Professor Turley, and I'm going to have to kind of just take it to its root essence because he said a lot of things. Basically, Turley doesn't think that the House Intelligence Committee and its report was a good enough basis to impeach the president because Turley didn't view Trump's actions on the telephone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as one, coercion, and two, a quid pro quo situation, and didn't directly imply that he wanted a political favor, you know, by having them investigate or even announce to investigate the Bidens, which, of course, would be interference in an American election process since Joe Biden's going to be one of the president's rivals. So Turley basically said that, you know, it didn't happen. He more or less echoed what the White House has been maintaining the whole time, that there was nothing wrong with the call. You know, there was no quid pro quo. And, you know, this is just not the reason for impeachment. He didn't see any of the facts that were laid out by the Intelligence Committee report in terms of obstruction by the White House or the president as grounds either. He did not see that as any means of obstruction into the case at all whatsoever. One will note with little irony that in 1998, Turley was all about impeaching Bill Clinton when he sat before that House Judiciary Committee in that Congress. So,
right.
And that's kind of where we're at with that. So,
okay. Wow. Weird.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then also
weird.
There were a couple of shootings that have happened.
Yeah, this has not been a good week. There was a shooting at the U.S. Naval Station and Facility, Pearl Harbor, a couple days ago. Young sailor took and shot two people and then himself. And then this morning at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, we had a Saudi military pilot who was later killed by Escambia County sheriff's deputies, who killed four people. So, you know, it's just another case of, you know, weaponry run amok. Of course, some of the questions that we're asking in the case of this morning's shooting was whether or not, you know, he should have even had a firearm in the first place. There are certain exceptions to the federal code that addresses that directly as to whether a non-immigrant visa holder is allowed to have a weapon. And there are certain exclusions which may in fact include that Saudi pilot. But, you know, at this point, it's so early on in the investigation. The Saudi king did respond to President Trump. And basically, King Salman expressed the condolences and then that the Saudi people, according to President Trump, were greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. And that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people who love the American people, et cetera, et cetera. Critics, of course, of that have been, you know, quick to point out and jump on the fact that this is the same Saudi regime that murdered a Washington Post journalist, and this is the same regime that, you know, gave birth to 19 or however many people it was that were, you know, flew airplanes into buildings, you know, in 2001. So, you know, it's kind of a hollow apology as far as some people are saying, but it's still early on in the investigation. You know, we don't have a lot of facts, a lot of details. ATF is working with NCIS and, of course, the local sheriff's department and the FBI to see if they can determine, if they can determine what the cause of the shooting was.
Yeah. Brody, I just noticed something about our episode today. It is setting up to end early, and I'm trying to edit this really quickly. Sorry, we're having a little technical issue here. So let me see what I can do. Sorry about that.
Nice. Probably bring Julie on. We could get a couple words in quickly.
Yeah, let us do that. So let me get back here. And I will bring Julia on and let you guys chat. Julia, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob. Good morning. Talk amongst yourselves. Yes, this is going to be a perfect phone call. That's what this will be. It'll be a perfect call. There's nothing wrong with this call.
Exactly. Isn't that sad but true? A perfect phone call. Meantime, it's a perfect call. Well, while he's busy trying to edit the settings so that we don't suddenly get cut off the air,
make it fun of me, Brody.
I know.
Everybody's treating me like, oh, that stinking French bastard over in Canada. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead. How are you?
Well, you know, and then he accuses my prime minister of being two-faced. It's like, really? I'm sorry. But if people were to hand out awards for being two-faced, you know what, Donnie? You're first up on the list, you know?
Honest to God, it's like, you know, it's like he's 5 years old. And, Mommy, they won't let me play with them, and they're making fun of me.
It's, you know, the best political cartoon was in one of the British papers, and it showed the three or four world leaders down in one corner, obviously chuckling and laughing. And then, you know, the character of Trump is running into the arms of Vladimir Putin in the other corner. And I just was like, yeah, that's about what it is. You know,
yep.
I don't know. It's gotten to the point where I think, you know, when you look at this, it's more than just an embarrassment. I mean, it's just what he's done to the office is just really, really, really seriously wrong. You know, it just
I got to stop you there. I'm a comedian. Nothing embarrasses me.
Oh, okay. Okay, good point.
Yes. No, you're right. He's doing. He's killing fun, Julia Brody. That's what he's doing. Spirit.
Well, I noticed because I occasionally, although not necessarily the same day, but maybe a day or two later, I'll watch the YouTubes that Jimmy Kimmel puts up because Kimmel seems to be stymied sometimes with, you know, some of the things that, you know, it really is hard, as Kimmel pointed out, to make jokes when, you know, when he's doing what he's doing. It's just like, it really isn't funny. I mean, today, though, was just classic. He was talking about EPA this and EPA that, and the next thing is, you know, we're doing a press spray in the, I believe it was the cabinet room, and Trump just starts, you know, going off about people flushing toilets too many times, and then he started complaining because light bulbs.
That really happened.
Yeah. Julia
and Brody, we're going to use this as a teaser, but I'm going to have you each call back in about 5 minutes. And then we will set up the rest of the show because apparently we are on track, like the Trump administration, to end in about a minute and a half. And Julia Scotty part two.
Are we taping this, or is any of this?
Oh yeah,
what
we
is
are, this is being taped for the podcast. So this will be a teaser intro podcast, and then we'll have part two in just a few minutes. If you guys can call back in.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I just want you to know, I put the marvelous Mrs. Maisel on hold to do this show, just so you know how much how much I love you guys.
We'll keep her on ice for a few more minutes beyond this.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see you in five.
So good. You want me to hang up now?
Yeah, hang up now. We'll call back in five, I guess.
You've been listening to Rated LGBT Radio.